This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our number is 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. This is Money in Motion, brought to you by Klaus Financial. Answers to all your retirement questions in one place. Again, our numbers, if you have a question for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, they'd love to answer them for you right now. Our number, 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. Don't forget about the website, klausfinancial.com. Telephone number at Klaus Financial here in Madison, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You're going to want to hold on to that number as well, because coming up a little bit later on in the hour, we will have our Klaus quiz question of the week. This week's prize, a $25 gift card to Macy's. We'll explain how all of that works in just a moment. Joining us this week from Klaus Financial, CJ Klaus and Kyle Kite. How are you guys doing this week?
Doing great. How are you?
Doing very well.
You put on the wrong one again.
I know. It's been a while. Kyle, how are you doing today?
Doing good, Sean. How are you?
Doing real well. Great to talk with both of you. And, you know, obviously with this program, Money in Motion and you know, financial, we talk a lot dollars and cents, but there's a lot of other factors to it. And let's talk a little bit about some of those real reasons why people retire today. And it's not always, and I was surprised by this, it's not always necessarily monetary. It's not always really the drive, which is money, correct?
That's right. So, you know, for our regular listeners out there, they know that Malia Cuevas many times is on this show, and she puts together a lot of the content for the show. And so as kind of a precursor to the show, internally within our office, she quizzed our advisors. She said, you know, there was a research study done on why people retire, and she listed a bunch of different reasons, and Kyle was part of this as well. And, you know, what do you think is the number one reason? And of course, we as financial advisors go to things like, well, health wasn't good enough, or they hadn't saved enough money, that's why they didn't retire, or, you know, all these kind of calculable dollar things. And it turns out, here's a fun fact for people, 72% of people who retired, and by the way, this is based on a big research study that was done by Fidelity in collaboration with Stanford Center. So it's a pretty big, you know, reputable research study that was done. But 72% chose leisure as the somewhat primary reason for them to retire. Leisure. Now, I'm sure for those who are listening out there, they're going, yeah, you know, I would want to retire and you know, have more time to vacation and have more leisure time. But the financial advisor in me thought it would be something more calculable, yeah. Something like, I turned 65 and I had Medicare that turned on. Well, it turns out that's not the number one reason. 64% pointed to stress at work as the reason that they retired. So it wasn't like, again, a numeric thing that they said, I hit a number, but it was actually, they were too stressed at work. And 62% pointed to the desire to spend more time with grandchildren. So anyway, it's kind of funny. We get on this show and talk about all kinds of numbers, RMDs, Social Security, all these things that are tangible and calculable. Mm-hmm. And yet at the end of the day, many people are retiring for more emotional things.
Do we see, as far as people, as they go through their career and as we start getting older, do we kind of see a shift in values? Because I look at it as a guy who's nearing 40, and to me, when I'm thinking about retirement planning, leisure and those things aren't as much on my radar as simply getting as much money put away now, and it's all as you talk about analytical. That's all it is let's make sure that the dollars are there, so when I'm ready to retire, I can do what I want.
No doubt about it. Yeah, it's interesting. Our jobs, some people would say that our jobs are not only financial counselors or financial advisors, but also like psychologists. Mm-hmm. And there's some truth in that. So I've been doing this for 11, 12 years now, and I have to admit that many times, given that we're working with people on a retirement planning basis, when we're sitting down with somebody in their 50s or early 60s who are near retirement, many times the focus is around emotional discussions. Somebody says to me, hey, I've done this for 30 years. I just don't know what I would do without my job. Right? That's an emotional discussion. Other people go, hey, you know, I was home for a week with my spouse last week, and it gave me a preview of what retirement would look like, and I'm kind of scared.
Better plan.
Right?
Exactly.
And I that's not a negative thing. A lot of times people go, oh, that means we're not a good spouse anymore. No. That just means you haven't been in this, you know, home all day with one another for the past 30 years. So there's some emotional transitions that need to occur that are very normal.
You know, one of the interesting notes I noticed too, and you mentioned Malia types a lot of this stuff and puts a lot of this stuff together and does the research, noticing that a large number of people that are even heading towards retirement, their desire for freedom over money. And that to me, again, is like, wait, what?
Totally. So you think about it, and it makes psychological sense. We say, hey, in our 40s, maybe early 50s, we're just focused on trying to hit a number, making sure our kids get through college, saving a couple bucks, being tax efficient. You know, it's all about the numbers. But then as we get towards our goals and we're starting to hit those goals, it's not so much if you have $500,000 or $600,000. When you start getting up into your 60s, that's not going to make or break you. It starts to become more of the, you know what, this job is killing me. Or you know what, my kids move to California and they have grandchildren and I'm never seeing them anymore, right? Those start to become the emotional items that they focus on for retirement. Now, our listeners have to ask, why does this matter? You know, CJ, I like when you talk about numbers because that's something I can write down. This is like emotional BS. No, there's a purpose for this. The reason we want to remind you of this is those are good reasons, and you do need to evaluate them, and you do actually need to slow down and say, am I emotionally ready to step away from my job? Or maybe it's not a full retirement, but it's a retirement from what you do today and going to a part-time job somewhere else. Gosh, you know, I can't tell our listeners, we have probably 4 or 5 different clients that are multimillionaires that are Walmart greeters or Home Depot, you know, cashiers. And so you tend to think to yourself, these, you know, multimillionaires, they just go and sit around and watch the grass grow. No, they're just like you. They don't want to sit around and be unproductive. So it's very normal to have kind of the emotional side of the discussion as you get closer to retirement.
CJ Kloss and Kyle Kite joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, if you have a question, you can call right now at 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. You can find Kloss Financial online, klossfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. You can also pick up the phone, give them a call, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. We're going to kind of go through some of the years, those pre-retirement years, and some perspectives and some of the things that are going on in people's lives. A lot of this will apply to you if you're getting up towards retirement or if you're 10 years out. We'll have information for you as well and take more of your calls next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our telephone number is 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Joined this week by CJ Kloss and Kyle Kite of Kloss Financial. Don't forget, you can find them online, klossfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Or if you have a question for Kyle or CJ, they'd love to answer it for you right now at 321-1310. Toll-free 877-235-1310. Wrapped up the last segment, we were talking about some of the surprising reasons why people retire. And one of the things I found interesting was the 72% people who say, you know what, it's leisure, somewhat or a strong reason to retire. Let's talk about people in those pre-retirement years as they're kind of getting towards that point. Let's talk a little bit about what those years look like for most people.
Yeah, Sean, absolutely. So we typically divide up pre-retirement into three phases. I'm going to tell for our listeners to kind of understand what part of pre-retirement they're in, because this is the stage where a lot of the planning, we lay the foundation for what the retirement could look like so that they can plan accordingly. And again, I'm going to give out some years here, but these aren't necessarily age-based years. It's more stage in life, because obviously some people want to retire at 60. Some are saying I'm okay to work until age 70. So that's going to make a big difference. So it's more of a stage of life look at it. What we would call early pre-retirement is 10 years or more out. So this is where people like yourself, Sean, are you starting to look at retirement, but you realize that it's still a little ways away in the, you know, your 40s to early 50s for some people. They still have some debt with mortgages and probably car payments and all that kind of stuff. And this is where they're kind of looking at what they think they need. Maybe they've picked a number out of what they want to hit before they retire, and it almost looks insurmountable at this point, so they don't know if they can get it there. But they want to make sure that they can make their money last. And, you know, we're dealing with a lot of boomers, and they're called the baby boomers, the generation, but then they're also starting to call them the sandwich generation because they may have a child that's still living with them in their mid-20s that isn't quite up on their feet yet, but then they also may have an aging parent that they're caring for as well. So we call them the sandwich generation as well sometimes. And a lot of times these people are in good health and happy with their job, and they're still looking to move up the ladder. Again, if you think of someone like this in the 40, 45 range most of the time for a lot of people, they're still trying to move up that corporate ladder. And then we go into the next phase, which is what we would call mid-pre-retirement, and this is at 2 to 9 years out. And I should mention that once we start getting into these pre-retirement years, this is where, if you haven't started working with a financial planner to start putting this together, this is kind of the time to start doing that. Obviously, we say it's never too early to start planning, but if you haven't done it by this point, we really want to sit down with somebody here, because this is where we still have enough time to make adjustments to hit our goals that we're looking for. So the mid-pre-retirement is at 2 to 10 years out, we would say. And this is where, again, for most people, this is going to be that 50, 55 range probably, where you're going to start. Maybe the mortgage only has a few years left. The cars are paid for, all that kind of stuff. Hopefully the kids are up and gone or the parents are still healthy, so we don't have all that responsibility at this point. And then we're starting to feel better about the money that we have accumulated and what our retirement's going to start looking like. These people usually, you know, they still like their jobs, but they're not really looking to move up the ladder anymore. They're kind of just keeping it status quo. They're comfortable with where they're at. And this is where you really start seeing them looking for the free time and the leisure, because, again, they're comfortable at work. They're not so focused on the career, so now they're looking for other opportunities.
Kyle, are these people also, and I missed it, but what you mentioned with the 10 years out people, you know, they still have debt, you know, we're still talking mortgages. Is this about the time where you see a lot of people actively working to eliminate or reduce that debt?
Yeah, absolutely. This is where people are going to start really paying down the mortgage because, again, hopefully the kids, they're not supporting the kids as much anymore, so they're going to have more income to do that stuff with. So they are going to start knocking down the mortgages and things like that. Then we go into the late pre-retirement stage, which is less than 2 years out. So this is where our priorities have shifted, and we're focusing pretty much primarily on our own retirement at this point. We're feeling more confident about our future because we kind of know how much money we have set aside and what the income is going to look like. If you've been working with a planner, they should be able to help you figure this out. But this is where the jobs start getting to people sometimes, especially we work with, you know, different engineering firms and things like that where it's a high stress job, so they're starting to feel it quite a bit. And this is also where they've kind of put their resume to bed again in that mid pre-retirement, the stage before this. They're pretty much comfortable where they're at, but there may still be an option to jump companies or move a little bit, but not as much. Now that's pretty much all out the window at this point. People are just comfortable where they're at. They're just hanging on for a few more years to either put that extra money aside or hit the Medicare age or Social Security, whatever that might be. And this is where they're starting to feel worn down as well. So you might start noticing yourself going to bed earlier, not quite having the stamina to do the things that you want to do at this point, too. But they are starting to really get excited about that next chapter of life. So there's one commercial out there that I've seen from one of the big financial firms where people say, you know, retirement is when you start paying yourself for what you love to do, which I think is a great, you know, metaphor for retirement. It's what have you been dreaming about doing all these years? And then in this last stage, people are really starting to see what they want to do and figure out what they want to do in retirement. So,
you know, one of the things I noticed here also is as we're getting into retirement, some of the, as we talk about these surveys, as far as the time of their life and how they feel about it, people have a very positive feeling when they go into retirement typically, don't they?
They do, yeah. And I wanna caution our listeners. Sometimes people hear these different phases. And I had a client come in the other day and say, you know, I heard you on the radio and you were talking about this, but I didn't fit into this category that you were talking about. So I wanna caution our listeners. These are broad categories where we see general characteristics. There are certainly people like Warren Buffett. There's people like Warren Buffett who You know, he's still, gosh, I don't know, Warren's probably 80s, late 70s, early 80s. And yet he would consider himself like pre-retirement, right? So as Kyle said, this is not an age-based thing. This is a mentality-based thing. So anyway, don't get offended by that. But yes, as you were mentioning, Sean, you know, the study suggests that actually as people are headed towards retirement a year or two before, they're somewhat cautious or fearful or anxious, but they know they're worn down by their jobs. But once they're in retirement, studies find that 80% found it easier to live comfortably in retirement than they thought it would be. Again, 80% found it easier to live comfortably in retirement than they thought it would be. 85% say it's the most rewarding time in their lives. That's pretty interesting. And only 10% are worried about being bored. So that's another big one. Pre-retirement, gosh, I'd say like 90% of people go, oh, I'm going to be bored. Once you're there, only really 10% of those people actually say they are. As a matter of fact, do your own little survey. Go around to your retired friends and say, were you bored? And here's what I bet you will hear them say. I'm busier in retirement than when I was when I worked. As a matter of fact, I don't even know how I worked. And I have no doubt that there's all kinds of retired people listening right now laughing because they know exactly what I'm talking about.
He is CJ Kloss, also joined by Kyle Kite from Kloss Financial. You can find him online, klossfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Still got time for your call, 321-1310. Toll free, 877-235-1310. FYI, Warren Buffett, 86
Thank
years
you.
Old, born
wow.
in 1930. Worth $67 billion. not a bad number there. We're going to tie all this stuff together next. We'll talk about both financially and emotionally that preparation you're going to be making so you're ready for retirement. We'll do all of that next with Kyle and CJ as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Spending some time with Kyle Kite and CJ Kloss of Kloss Financial. Again, don't forget the website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. The telephone number for Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Remember, it doesn't cost anything for that initial get-to-know-you appointment. Give them a call. 442-5637. Of course, hold on to that number as well. Coming up a little bit later in this segment, we'll have our Kloss Quiz question of the week. So we've been talking both the financial and emotional parts of retirement, not just in retirement, but the preparation as well. And let's talk about how you can be both financially and emotionally ready for retirement. What do people need to do?
Yes. So for our listeners who are used to this show where it's very content rich instead of all the emotional stuff, well, we're going to transition to some of the content again. So once you've identified which pre-retirement phase you're really in, whether that be the, you know, really early pre-retirement, mid pre-retirement, or gosh, what do we call it? The late pre-retirement. Once you've identified where you are, there are some kind of core objectives that everybody should be focusing on. So number one, boost your retirement savings, right? So focus on how much should I be saving of my total income into some sort of a retirement account. Remember, by doing this, if you do it properly through like a 401k, a SEP IRA, simple IRA, something like that, it can actually save you taxes when you do that as well. So focus on how much should I be saving. By the way, quick FYI, 10% of your gross wages over a working career is a target to start with. Okay. It could be a little bit different for everybody based on their goals, but 10% is a target that we like to start with. Number two, contribute to IRAs for both you and your spouse if you can. So we talked about 401k, but sometimes people go, I don't have a 401k. I'm self-employed. Well, great. Look at IRAs, SEP IRAs for both you and your spouse. Sometimes when your spouse isn't working, you can still make a contribution for them. If you're over the age of 50, take advantage of what's called the catch-up contribution amount, which whether it be a 401k or an IRA, you can actually contribute more to those on a pre-tax basis. once you're over the age of 50.
Can I ask real quick about that, by the way? Because when I hear the term catch-up contribution, that's for everybody. Even if you were somebody who diligently has been saving for retirement since your first job, you can still take advantage of that catch-up. It's not just for people who may have lower balances.
That's a great distinction, Sean, because people go, well, I don't need to catch up, so I guess it doesn't apply to me. It's just an eligibility thing, right? For those who don't know, the IRS actually restricts how much money you can defer. They want you to pay tax each year on a certain amount of your income. So like you can't deduct away all of your income. You can't defer away all of your income. So they put restrictions on the max amount that you can quote unquote save on a pre-tax basis into a retirement account. So that number, if you're under the age of 50 and you're contributing to a 401k or 403b, is 18,000. But once you get over the age of 50, it's 24,000, right? So it increases the amount that you can put into retirement, which is why they call it the quote-unquote catch-up. But you're right, Sean, that can be confusing. Again, reduce and eliminate debt. Gosh, I cannot focus on this enough. As a matter of fact, if you want to know how Kloss Financial feels about debt, you can generally listen to Dave Ramsey. We may not fully agree with everything that he says or the way in which he says it all the time. But I think my listeners get the point. We are big believers in reduction of debt, and be serious about reducing that debt. Make it your goal to be debt-free by the time that you retire. And then finally, make sure that you're investing appropriately based on your age and your risk tolerance. It's another place that we see people get really off track. They go, hey, I did everything that you said, but a year before retirement, I lost 90% of my value because I put it in some high-tech international overseas small cap stock fund. And I go, well, goodness, I can only lead you to water. I can't make you drink. So you do need to seek out good counsel or at least do some serious due diligence on how you should be diversified and allocated.
Let's talk about the unavoidable part of getting old is, of course, our health changes and different types of needs. And of course, as your health needs change, costs go along with that as well, don't they?
They do, yes. So I think our listeners have heard us talk about this in previous shows, but the average age that we see people, that our clients are retiring, is 65. And you have to ask yourself, why? Why aren't they retiring earlier? CJ, are you not doing a good job of helping them save? And actually, no. Even people with $5 and $10 million saved towards retirement many times will still work to age 65. And for anybody who's listening to our show for a while, I'll bet they have a bell going off in their mind going, Medicare, Medicare, Medicare. And that's exactly right. Many people do not want to retire early because their jobs don't offer them some sort of extension through to 65. Now, there is an 18-month COBRA requirement, but again, if you retire at 60, that's a five-year gap you have to cover. So that's a big deal. If you have high enough income in retirement, you may not qualify for any credits on the Affordable Care Act, and so your health insurance costs alone could be pretty exorbitant before you reach 65. So be aware and be dialoguing about when do I want to retire and when is it smart financially for me to retire. So maybe you say, hey, I'm going to retire from this job at 60, but then I'm going to work part-time at a job that gives me benefits that's much more leisurely to 65, and then at 65, I'll call it quits. So it's different for everybody, but those are some things to be focusing on.
CJ Kloss and Kyle Kite joining us from Kloss Financial, website klossfinancial.com. That's KLAAS financial.com, financial.com. I can say that. When you get to the website, by the way, you can sign up there for the weekly Pulse newsletter. I'm signed up for it. You get it once a week. It's so nice just to give you a little snapshot of what's been going on in the market. There's not spam. There's not other thing with it. It's literally once a week. I think it's Tuesday or Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Shows up in your inbox. You just get a quick read through of what's been going on in the markets. It's a really cool resource. All you got to do is get to klossfinancial.com. You can also learn a little bit more about Kloss Financial from the website. The telephone number to set up an appointment, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You're going to want to hold on to that telephone number as well, because it is now time for our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It'll work like this. In just a moment, I will ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial Office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you will win that $25 gift card to Macy's. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. According to a recent study conducted by Fidelity, what percentage of retirees pointed to leisure as the trigger to deciding to retire. The telephone number, 442-5637. First caller with the correct answer wins that $25 gift card. Don't forget, that's number for Kloss Financial's office. You want to set up an appointment, doesn't cost anything for that initial one, 442-5637. The website, KlossFinancial.com. That's KlossFinancial.com. This is Money in Motion on 1310 WIBA.
Is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.